Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. The impact of Florence is still being felt. Lots of evacuations ongoing. People still trying to save life, limb, and property this morning. But eventually, they're going to have to start counting the damage. And the question is, how will it impact not only the local economy there, but the national economy as well? Let's bring in Gina Smilek this morning, economy reporter at Bloomberg, for a conversation on this. Gina, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
And thank you for having me on.
So I guess the question is, and obviously first and foremost, our thoughts are with everyone who is still really trying to save themselves and their property and family and pets and everybody from all of this that's going on right now. But eventually they're going to have to start counting the damage. And the question is, well, does a hurricane like this impact the larger economy for the rest of the country?
Yeah, I think that's the question anytime we see a major weather event like this. From an economic standpoint. And usually what we see with hurricanes is they don't actually impact aggregate GDP data in the nation just because they're so regionalized. And so just to give you some numbers on that, North Carolina and South Carolina, which are obviously really bearing the brunt of this economy, or of this hurricane, have a $730 billion economy together. That's less than 4% of U.S. GDP in total. And so even if it is a significant local impact, it won't have too much of a national impact.
So what kinds of things would we see that might reverberate out from the storm center here through the rest of the country? What kinds of impacts might we see?
So typically what you see with a hurricane, and this was certainly true of Hurricane Harvey last year, is you initially see a real pullback. So for the first month or two, you'll see things really slow down. You'll see initial jobless claims, for example, will shoot up in that area. Some manufacturing numbers might drop. Retail sales could potentially spike just before the storm and then fall off shortly after as people sort of hunker down. Sort of across a range of local economic indicators and potentially even up to the national level, you'll see some real dislocations in economic data. But then as you get a couple of months out from the storm, what you'll see is a real pickup and even a surge in economic data, especially in things like retail sales, construction, and that happens as folks rebuild their homes. And so generally, sort of the pattern for hurricanes is a real short-term pullback and then a longer-term bump as rebuilding gets underway.
Was it different for Harvey because of the size of the states that were involved with that? Because I know with the car sales especially, lots of new cars were destroyed in that area, and it impacted the number of car sales. Does it depend on the state size? I mean, you talked about the GDP of North and South Carolina here, but Harvey was different, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The state size is hugely important, and also the size of the population centers that are hit. So Harvey, for example, hit Houston quite hard. That was important because Houston is not only a major metropolis, but a big production area, for example, for oil and gas and downstream industries. And so that had a little bit more economic potential to sort of shake the economy. That said, North Carolina and South Carolina together are actually larger than the size of the economy affected by Harvey. So it really sort of remains to be seen exactly which areas within that economy the hurricane affected. And since this is sort of a live storm and we're still assessing the damage from the last couple of days, I think it's going to be one of those things to keep an eye on, you know, whether things like car sales respond more or less than in a storm like Harvey.
We've been lucky, I guess, this year. There haven't been multiple storms yet. Let's hope it continues that way. But when does this gaming change? Are there models that show, you know, two storms, three storms all hitting the United States might impact the national economy or no?
I think it's sort of the eternal answer in assessing storm damage that you kind of have to, it's so so situation dependent. You know, you really have to look at what the storms are, where they hit, what their sort of flood, what kind of flood. Flooding is the real economic damager, so what kind of flooding and wind damage comes along with them. And so I think those questions all would need to feed in. So it's hard to make some sort of simple economic model about it. I think one thing, though, that is worth being aware of is anytime you do have a really active hurricane season, you are going to have some funky economic data for at least the next couple of months. Now, whether that's a wash in the end will remain to be seen, but it will definitely make it harder to get a read on the short-term trajectory for the economy.
Gina, good information. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Gina Smilek, economy reporter at Bloomberg. You can read her stuff, and we'll link out to the latest story, too, at Bloomberg.com.